From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Krumrie. Some friendly competition can go a long way to make students love learning. The National Ocean Sciences Bowl proves that. This year, Juneau's three high school teams swept the Alaska region's Quiz Bowl-style competition in Seward, and they picked up research skills and plenty of obscure ocean facts along the way. KTOO's Anna Canny has more.
In a science classroom at Juneau Douglas High School, a few empty pizza boxes are stacked on the lab bench. The smell lingers as students sit with their thumbs resting on buzzers, waiting for Shannon Easterly's next question.
Which of the following animal phyla can be considered the most successful in terms of abundance, diversity, and... Interrupt to Jack.
Arthropoda.
Arthropoda is correct.
Yeah. We learned that. We know that.
Everybody knows that.
This is their first practice after a big win at Alaska's Tsunami Bowl in Seward earlier this month. It's the statewide ocean sciences competition hosted by the University of Alaska Fairbanks. This year, it was a Juneau sweep. All three teams won top spots in their division. Freshman captain Carson Carley said he was surprised by his team's victory. He said competing in Seward felt different from practices.
Right after school, when you're very tired and kind of like out of it, and you have the A team sitting right there, you barely buzz in. So it can feel kind of like you don't know anything.
In the heat of competition, that changes.
It really shows that you're actually learning stuff and you're actually like starting to become kind of a scientist-ish.
In Seward, the students also had a chance to meet researchers and professionals from around the state. Senior Jackson Schwartig has competed at the Tsunami Bowl for 3 years. He says it's one of the reasons he's decided to study environmental science at college next fall.
It's just like kind of opened my eyes to that whole side of things. There's like so many different careers that I never even knew about that you can do in oceanography.
Research is another key piece. This year's theme was on mariculture development in Alaska, and Juneau's teams presented original research papers and presentations on the topic. Coach Shannon Easterly says the research is her favorite part.
The buzzer is fun, but that paper writing and then the opportunity to actually practice public speaking and present your own research to a crowd of not just your peers, but adults from all over the state is really valuable as they move forward in life.
Shelby Serdike is a science teacher and a co-coach. She says that the Science Bowl attracts students who might not have an interest in ocean science initially. Some join because their friends join. Others join for a small bribe of extra credit in science class.
Even if they don't feel motivated by the competition, just to enjoy the process of learning and discover that they love science, I think is a huge reward.
And Easterly says the Ocean Science Bowl gets students to stick with STEM education. Tuesday's practice was proof.
Didn't even tell them there would be pizza.
Right.
They came anyway.
A team of the top students will go on to compete against teams from across the country at the National Ocean Sciences Bowl competition next year. In Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.
And on Tuesday, the Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska issued a statement in support of a bill in the Alaska legislature that would prohibit discrimination based on gender identity and expression or sexual orientation. The statement said Southeast Alaska Native ancestors fought for anti-discrimination legislation, and that legacy must be continued now. It goes on to say that LGBTQ plus people, including youth, deserve protection and support. Alaska's first openly queer state lawmakers introduced the bill earlier this month. It would change the current definition of sex as a protected class to include LGBTQ plus identities. The bill is currently in the Labor and Commerce Committee. Tribal President Chach Yi Ish Peterson said it was important to show support for LGBTQ tribal members.
Every year we see it bubble up and it's getting worse and worse. I think that human rights are under attack. You know, I think that as the tribal president, I want them to know that they're loved and valued for who they are.
The statement comes amid what many consider escalating attacks on LGBTQ plus rights from Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration. A recent Anchorage Daily News investigation revealed that last year, the Alaska State Commission for Human Rights quietly reversed a 2021 decision that expanded LGBTQ plus protections for the state. And earlier this month, Dunleavy announced a bill that would restrict Alaska's students' abilities to live in accordance with their gender identities in school. And students spoke out against Governor Mike Dunleavy's parental rights bill at a joint meeting of the House and Senate Education Committees on Wednesday. As KTOO's Katie Anastas reports, the students told legislators it could put their LGBTQ classmates in danger.
After the State Board of Education presented on topics like teacher retention and state test scores,
Representative Jamie Allard invited the board's student advisors to speak.
I'm not sure what the parameters of this conversation are, if they have to include what has been talked about in this presentation or...
Felix Myers is a junior at Sitka High School.
You have an open parameter. Go ahead.
Awesome. Okay. Great. Thank you. I just wanted to first address some of the legislation that has been recently introduced by our governor.
Last week, Dunleavy introduced what he calls his parental rights bill. It would require written permission from parents before students could change their names or pronouns at school, take a sex education class, or join a club related to gender or sexuality. The bill is unlikely to pass. It wasn't on the agenda for Wednesday's meeting. Maggie Cothran is a sophomore from Anchorage. She's also a student advisor who was there for the presentation.
I have friends who don't come out to their parents because they don't feel safe. They don't feel that their parents will accept them and be who they want to be. And to have that forcefully come out, I think it's going to have a lot of negative consequences that you may not realize.
Myers says those negative consequences could include a higher risk of suicide. Nearly half of LGBTQ youth in Alaska seriously considered suicide in the past year, according to a recent survey by the nonprofit Trevor Project. He says that's why it was so important to speak at the committee meeting.
It was scary, but I felt it needed to be done.
Dunleavy's bill would require school districts to separate student locker room and bathroom facilities by gender assigned at birth, provide access to single-stall restrooms, or take other measures to address, quote, the physical safety and privacy of students, end quote. But Myers says his transgender and non-binary classmates have appreciated their access to gender-neutral bathrooms.
I know that support for them has been immense, and the ability to feel respected in their classrooms when their pronouns are used correctly.
Cothran says other youth leaders around the state support policies that affirm queer and trans students' identities. She told the committee about the Alaska Association for Student Government's resolution last year to create gender-neutral bathrooms at Wasilla High School. The students emphasized that their views are their own and that they weren't speaking on behalf of the state board. But they're glad they shared a student perspective with legislators.
We are students right now. We also have to think about the students in the future. And, like, our world is changing, and the idea of expression and becoming who we are is new. Like, people are finally being more open and more, like, being able to express themselves.
Cothran says she hopes that acceptance continues to grow. In Juneau, I'm Katie Anastas.
Alaska's congressional delegation says species collapse in Alaska's fisheries is nearing crisis levels. KMXT's Kirsten Dobroth reports.
Senator Murkowski and Representative Peltola kicked off Comfish's federal legislative update with a brief acknowledgement of the Willow Project's recent approval, but much of their time was spent detailing the uncertainties caused by species collapse in the waters off Alaska's coast. Murkowski said the declines in salmon, crab, and halibut fisheries across the state are at crisis levels.
I don't like to use the word crisis lightly, but I think crisis is the appropriate word here, and I wish that we could all tell you the exact causes. I wish that there was one single thing to explain everything.
Population declines that were once acts of God are becoming trends of nature, Murkowski said, adding that current fisheries management doesn't always reflect what's happening in the water.
Our management systems are not inherently nimble, and that's a challenge for us.
Alaska's congressional delegation has been pushing for more funding to study the effects of ocean variability caused by climate change. Murkowski said that includes money for bottom trawl surveys and programs through the Pacific Salmon Treaty. Murkowski said nearly $3 million had been allocated for research in the Bering Sea, and money from the bipartisan infrastructure law will also help coastal communities facing reduced revenue streams from crashing fisheries. Peltola took time to call out bycatch, which is the incidental catch of a non-target species, saying not enough is being done to understand and address the issue.
I just really want to be clear that I personally feel like we can be doing better. Progress has been made, but we can't settle for the status quo. We need to make changes at a much faster pace than we are today.
In a follow-up forum later that day, members of the state's bycatch review task force detailed some of what those changes might be. The group published a series of recommendations late last year, including the development of a statewide bycatch policy and updating the types of gear and how much bycatch is allowed for certain vessels. But according to the task force, shifting distribution patterns of marine species as ocean temperatures change also presents a hurdle to developing effective solutions. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.
This is KTOO.